Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This month's Farmer's Calendar essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Farmer's Calendar essay for October 2006. For all their richness and variety, the autumn colors have a profound stillness. They are frozen, unmoving. On the brilliant hillsides under the high blue sky, the colors change, but they hardly stir. The effect is to bring a certain gravity to the season, a solemnity, like a single note long held sounded on a great organ. The spectacle of the autumn leaves is therefore a tableau, not a dance, until they fall. Then, for a few days, the fixed and stately show of leaf color gives way to a shimmering ballet. You're walking down a road in the woods when suddenly the air all around you fills with falling yellow leaves. Golden leaves cascading down like weightless doubloons. They flicker in the soft autumn light as they slip to earth through the air, numberless as raindrops. I am always reminded of one of those famous ticker tape parades down Broadway with which New York City receives the nation's greatest heroes. The hero and the city fathers proceed down the avenue while people in the tall buildings to either side let fall a vast shower of ribbon, confetti, and paper. The air, the whole world, turns into a glittering dome as the parade passes, just as in a moment of leaf fall on a country road, with the difference that, to enjoy the latter show, you don't need to have achieved heroic exploits. All you need to do is be there.
Castle Freeman, Jr. has been writing the Farmer's Calendar essays in this almanac since 1982. You can also read this essay in the 2006 edition. This is Janice Stillman, editor of the Almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.